Thinking of all these mothers around the world makes me feel connected to everyone. I've been surprised as I put this together just how embraced I feel by all the mothers who raise their children hoping for opportunities. And it's a theme with these notes that have come to me from former guests. They've said that their mothers wanted opportunities for them. And now here we are all living in Maine together, making our lives and supporting our own children, but still influenced by these mothers from really so many different countries. And I'm just struck by how love looks pretty similar in different countries. Rodelphine Katabeja is from Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. She's been on the show twice. Her interviews are New Mainers Speak number 27 and number 48. And she says this: I send you this song, Mama, sung by Brenda Fassie from South Africa. This makes me think a lot of my mom, who left me too early. Her name was Yvonne Marie Kadabika. I didn't know her a lot, but in my memories and stories from my siblings, she was a lovely person and raised not only her 7 kids, but also multiple other members of her family and family-in-law who didn't have a safe place to live. She was a teacher, and she had little other businesses. She was a hard worker and always wanted a better future for her children. I think a lot of her, especially now as my son has the same age I had when she died. I miss her so much. And this song comes to you from Rodelphine Katabeja, Brenda Fassie.
This is for you, Mom.
I know that.
My next guest that wrote to me and had a request for her mother is a middle school student at King Middle School. She was my 108th guest on New Manners Speak, if you wish to hear the interview with Audrey Wachiba. She says, note to mom, thank you for taking care of Delphia, Owen, and me. Thank you for putting up with me all these years. I know I can be a little hard to handle, so thank you for putting up with me. Hope you have a great Mother's Day. Love, Audrey. And the song she would like for us to play today is called Mama Said by Lucas Graham.
Remember asking both my mom and dad why we never travel to exotic lands. We only ever really visit friends. Nothing to tell when the summer ends. We never really went buying clothes. Folks were passing on the stuff in plenty loads. New shoes once a year and then out to play ball so we could ruin them. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite alright. Our kind of people had a was okay. Mama told us we were good kids, and Daddy told us never listen to the ones pointing nasty fingers and making fun, cause we were good kids. Don't get me wrong, I didn't have it bad. I got enough loving from my mom and dad, but I don't think they really understood when I said that.
The very first person who responded to my call for dedications was Ali Al-Mashakil. He is maybe the person who's been on the show the very most. He came when he was only in this country for 4 months from Iraq, and he also came back. That was the 19th show. He was on the 51st show. And the 132nd show, he came with his son Ahmed. He also was a special guest on the very 100th show, which was a big celebration day, and he came in and interviewed me. He has a background in TV production, news production, and is very comfortable behind the microphone. So Ali says, Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my favorite song about mums. Song is by an Iraqi singer named Sadoun Jabbar, and it's called Oh My Mom, Oh My. He says, I think the Arabic lyrics in the song below best describe my feelings for my mom. Unfortunately, it doesn't rhyme in English, yet I'm translating only the beginning of the song. So I'm going to read you the translation, and then we will play you Oh My Mom, Oh My. It says, My mother, I can smell the perfume of paradise in you. You are like a tent of kindness and love that embraces all of us, your family members. You taught me how to be patient. You are the air I breathe. You are the most precious and dearest to my heart. So this goes out to Ali Al-Mashakil's mom on this Mother's Day.
الصبر منك يا يمه الهوى انت الهوى ومحتاج اشمه تعلمت الصبر منك يا يمه الهوى انت الهوى ومحتاج اشمه يا أغلى وأعز مخلوق عندي يا ما يا عيوني أمي قلبها البحر أمي سلام وخير أمي يا ما يا عيوني أمي وجهي يمطر محنة قمر ونجوم تشنة وجهي يمطر محنة قمر ونجوم تشنة تعرف تحميل هموم تعرف تحميل هموم ما 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 تعرف المنة يا أمي يا أمي يا 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 أمي يا أمي يا أمي يا أم الوفاء
was a gift from Ali Almashakil. He's a parent and community specialist in the Portland Public Schools, and that was a dedication to his mother. Next, we have the clever Bob Ando. When I put this call out, he wrote to me from England, where he does some work now and then. He is originally from Ghana, then raised in England and then the United States, and he was on New Manners Speak as the 133rd guest. My mom has always been an inspiration to me and taught me the importance and power of prayer. That with God, all things are possible. In her retirement, she established a school that's been flourishing, doing very well, and is renowned for its high academic standards, with students achieving distinctions. She will be 90 years old this December, this year, and I pray that God will continue to bless and sustain her and grant her all her wishes. She would like a big family reunion and celebration. Her school will also be 25 years old. The song I would like to request for her is called Sweet Mother by Prince Nico Mbarga.
Sasa!
And a special treat, Miss Victoria Chacon is in the studio, and I said, hey, let's talk about your mom. So, Victoria, tell us a little bit about your mom.
Well, first, thank you very much for your invitation. Okay, my mother, well, my mother was a champion and very our model for our, we are four sisters and all the family. And she grew up in the north of Peru, and she lost her own mother when she was very young, and she need to work for the siblings she has, my uncle John and my aunt Emma. And she met in the work, she met my father, who was a Chinese immigrant, and she married him, and that was the start, the new start for her, because she was very young. I born...
How old was she when she married your dad?
She probably 20 years old, because my father was 25 years older.
25 years older?
Yeah.
He'd had a big trek from China already.
Yeah. She almost died when I born, because she was very young, and that the 43 was not a
yes.
But the doctor, who is from Catacaos, no, the doctor saved us, and then he became my godfather.
Uh-huh.
No? Yeah.
Oh, nice.
When we moved to Lima in 19, when I was 6 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she worked, this is a good example for us, very gentle with my father. No, we have a little store in the corner, and she take care of us. My father was at 5 in the morning doing the breakfast, and she take care of us to go to school. And my father prepare everything for the school, even the snacks. And then she go to the store to take care, to clean up. And all the neighbor coming for her to help, because sometimes they don't have money. And she always know what to do with the neighbor to help the women and the mothers, and do bags for them to in Mother's Day and
That's
Christmas.
That's why she was a champion.
Yeah.
Because she ran a grocery store, and she'd hook people up with food.
Yeah,
who didn't
and
have
also
it.
She worked in the church to help everybody and learn crafts and teach to other ones. That's my mother.
I love your mother. I love your mother for the adventure. You know, at 20, she marries a man 25 years older from China.
Yeah.
Here she is, a little Indian girl in Peru, running a grocery store, raising
and
all these
children. I think the lady who worked with her, because she helped in the store, was a Chinese, and my aunt say that was the story, that the lady was the matchmaker.
Oh, isn't that interesting? So tell us what song you chose for your mother today.
When my mother always sing, she has a beautiful voice like Libertad Lamarque, and she always sing sometimes very sad songs, but this is a very good song. And she always say to us, the power of the woman or the mothers is the love, and this is because we are so powerful, and we need to love the kids, and then they learn from there to be what they need to be.
Well, she would be proud of you. You are a loving member of this community, reaching out to all Spanish-speaking people. And you're like, I think of you as the grandmother of the Spanish-speaking community here. In
When I work in the community, my sister say, why you do all these things? And I say, well, my mother.
It's your mom looking over
guilty.
Well, here's to your mama. And thank you, Victoria, for that beautiful song for your mother. I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with production help from my kind husband, Tim. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening to this special Mother's Day show today. Please join us each week for 30-minute interviews with diverse members of our community. Next week at noon, my guest will be Iraqi poet and author and POW, Kefa Abdullah. You won't want to miss it. If you would like to hear today's complete program or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainerspeak.com and check out more related information at facebook.com/newmainerspeak. New Mainers Speak is also rebroadcast on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on WERU-FM in Blue Hill and Bangor area. I would like to offer this one last dedication before we close to my own mother, Diane Klebe Turpin of Chestertown, Maryland. My mother was born into a Pennsylvania Dutch community in the 30s. Her father's first language was German, which was very common throughout the community, and he was an ESOL student in kindergarten before ESOL existed. She became a teacher because A, she had limited options as a woman at the time, and B, she wanted to travel and see the world. So after college, she taught the children of military families in Okinawa, Japan, and Bamberg, Germany. While in Bamberg, Germany, she met my father, a military officer, and they lived in many locations together, including Hong Kong, California, Missouri, Georgia, Virginia, and Maryland. But as you might imagine, my mother's awareness of world cultures profoundly influenced my life. In the very rural agricultural town where we grew up, in Maryland, I remember a time when my friends and I were about 12, and we were going on and on about someone we thought was so dumb, and my mother was in earshot. She didn't say much about it, but she just chimed in with this. She said, "Just because you don't understand someone doesn't mean they are wrong." And that's my mom. My mom is very observant, often quotable, modest, neat, bright, independent, honest, self-motivated, and though she would never know it, quite beautiful. She and her sisters still sing in three-part harmony when they're together. She goes to the Messiah sing-along every year, reads 52 books a year, and has always served others with her work. This closing song is from the musical Ragtime by E.L. Doctorow. My mother loves theater for the collaborative genius of each show. She's a tough critic, but was recently melted by a performance of Ragtime that she saw in Washington, D.C. While Ragtime is set in the early 1900s, it's quite relevant today on the topics of race and immigration. She said recently, "I loved the concept, the embedded history lessons, the stagecraft. I loved the harmonies and especially the piano. I was just thrilled by the whole show." I'm going to play the very last piece in the two-disc series called The Ragtime Symphonic Suite for my mom. Thank you all for listening today, and best wishes to all the mothers of the world. Keep dreaming big for your children.